All the recent news over who runs Pakistan may overlook the question of who's really in charge. Pervez Musharraf is the military ruler, of course, and people have been protesting against some of his recent actions. Two former prime ministers are waiting to return from exile. That's the story we've heard about a critical U.S. ally in the war on terror. But many Pakistanis will tell you the situation is more complicated than that. There is another group of people involved. They held influence before Musharraf's coup. They hold influence now. And presumably they will be important whenever Musharraf leaves. NPR's Philip Reeves has just returned from the Pakistani city of Lahore and sent us this report.
Sardar Tufail Ahmed Shamim is a man of means. He comes from a family that owns hundreds of acres of farmland a few dozen miles outside of the city of Lahore. He's from what's considered a feudal family. Feudalism may have dwindled in Pakistan over the years, but many Pakistanis believe it still exerts a worrying influence over the way their countries run. Shamim agrees.
I come from a feudal background, that's right. We always go and exploit the situation that you are related to me, you are this and that, we are from the same clan, this, and I will get your son nominated as police officer and I will get your son nominated in the revenue department.
You don't often hear people being quite so frank about the social system from which they come. Shamim's an exception. He says it's alarmingly easy for a feudal family in Pakistan to secure political power. If a feudal landowner wants a seat in parliament, he simply orders the locals to vote for him. Woe betide those who refuse.
He has got gunslingers with him. They are all interrelated also. Anybody who opposes him, they can just write him off. So he still holds the power.
Once inside the political system, feudals find it pretty easy to get what they want.
They get 10 or 12 or 20 people together and then we go and bluff the chief minister or the prime minister that you do this thing, you do that thing, otherwise we will leave your party and go to the opposition.
Crowds of demonstrators flood the streets of Lahore. These protests started 3 months ago after Musharraf attempted to get rid of Pakistan's chief justice, and they've been going on ever since. They began as a lawyer's campaign for an independent judiciary, but they've widened now. The protesters want an end to military rule. They're demanding democracy. But what kind of democracy would it be?
One of the weaknesses of the struggle for democracy in Pakistan has been precisely that we have not done away with feudalism.
That's Rashid Rahman, executive editor of the newspaper The Post and a staunch critic of Musharraf. Rahman says over the years, governments have introduced land reforms intended to reduce the power of the feudals, but without much effect.
Land is the source of power still for the overwhelming majority of our legislators. They are, therefore, large landholders with very strong vested interests in retaining that system and keeping millions and millions of the peasantry enslaved economically, politically, socially, and every other.
Among those playing a leading role in the anti-Musharraf protests are political parties led by two previous prime ministers, Benazir Bhutto and Nawaz Sharif. Yet many Pakistanis complain that when these two leaders held power in Pakistan, corruption thrived, and they didn't manage to end the undemocratic grip that feudalism exerts over Pakistani politics. This is the office of Syed Feroz Shah in Lahore. Shah is a rare example of a lawyer who believes that General Musharraf should stay in office, though not in military uniform. He's a friend of Sardar Shamim, the candid man from the feudal family who we heard from earlier. Shah shares his friend's concerns about the influence of feudalism over Pakistani politics.
This is a system where money and muscle matters. If you are not financially sound, you will not be elected. And if you don't have the backing of the police and administration, again you will not be elected. Because they will see to it that they help the man who has power and money. They will break the elections for him and you will be defeated.
Shah and Shamim are leading lights in an organization campaigning for political change. They want Pakistan to have a presidential system like the US's. At the moment, says Shamim, feudals hold a disproportionate number of seats in Pakistan's legislatures.
Now I would say that about 30-35% people are from the feudal class. The other class which has come into politics is the industrialist. Now you cannot fight an election unless you can spend the 5 million rupees or 10 million rupees because the constituencies are so big.
He says it'll be a lot easier for ordinary Pakistanis, the emerging middle class, for example, to get into parliament if there were much smaller constituencies. But until change takes place, it'll be business as usual for Pakistan's feudals. It's all about personal connections, and these run right to the heart of government, no matter who's in charge. Shamim describes the links between a typical Pakistani feudal and the military.
My brother is in the army, my son is in the army, my uncle is in the army, so and my daughter is getting married with a major or a colonel, so we are all interlinked. Army is not coming by parachute from the skies and getting down. They are one of us.
So when it's time for a change of leadership, particularly when civilians are in charge, Shamim says the feudal lords of Pakistan know precisely what to do.
We go and request the army to come and save us from the people who are in power.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, New Delhi.